This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
This week on the Live Feed, we visit with Jeff Mitchell, a musician originally from Stuartville, Minnesota. Jeff has a very wide range of interests when it comes to musical instruments. He plays a variety of music, including folk, live electronics, and melodramatic popular song. Jeff has a studio in his home, which makes it much easier for him to record whenever he wants to. Jeff said he has even requested topics for songs from fans online during times of writer's block. Tonight we discuss some of his musical influences, including Ween and Willie Nelson. We also learn about the different aspects of going on tours and things you have the opportunity to do besides just playing music. We go now to the KQAL studio in Winona, Minnesota. You're listening to the Live Feed here on KQAL, and I'm Lisa Ostrander, and we are here this evening with Jeff Mitchell, who's from the Milwaukee, Wisconsin area.
My name's Jeff Mitchell, and I live in Milwaukee now. Originally, I'm from Stuartville, Minnesota, which a lot of folks would know is just south of Rochester, and lived in Wisconsin for a long time. I play primarily guitar and then some electronic instruments, and then also some more, much more old style instruments. Like I play the musical saw and, you know, some jug band music. And so it all sort of gets thrown together into this cauldron that is my artistic nature. Yeah.
So do you play the guitar while you do a lot of the drum stuff, or usually just record that as a compilation, or?
It depends. I try to do things that I can reproduce live. So for a long time I was playing, I would have these Moog Taurus bass pedals, which are like the bass pedals on an organ, except they control an analog synthesizer. And I would play those with my left foot and play a sampler with my left foot, and then was playing a kick drum with my right foot and playing the guitar.
Sounds like a hectic mixture there.
It was, I mean, it was similar to, I'm not a drummer, but similar to playing a trap set or something like that. And okay. But after a while, I just started feeling like I was getting a little stiff with all of it, and my guitar playing was getting stiff, so I've sort of stripped it down now to just playing. When I play shows, I mostly play baritone guitar, and then I still run my voice through, I've got two mics set up, one regular mic and then one that I run through effects and through a sampler, so I build up a lot of drones and electronic textures using my voice.
Nice. All right. How does that change then when you are recording?
It depends on if I'm just doing it strictly by myself, or like my last album, Batteries and Blankets, I recorded in Oshkosh, and I got some really great local players from Oshkosh to play on the album with me. So drummer Mark Powers, who's a wonderful, mostly jazz drummer, actually, but he plays rock, or like he's done all kinds of dumb projects with me. Like me and my friend Aaron decided to do a They Might Be Giants cover show one time, and he, you know, this world-class drummer, he's like, oh yeah, I'm all about that, I'll play that with you. And
right on.
Or you know, there was a guy who played a lot of mallet instruments and keyboards on the album, and then the engineer Justin Perkins actually played some electric bass on it as well. So that was more of a band setting. But then lately I've been doing a lot of drone recording, where I'll just set up maybe a single analog synthesizer and just sit in my home studio and just geek out with that and do like a 20-minute improvisation or something. And I'm just trying to build up a library of that music and to get to a point where I can actually release a nice album of a nice drone record that's just ambient electronic stuff. So
right on. It's always nice to have your own studio in home.
Oh God,
it's
great.
A beautiful thing.
It's great.
Yep. Being able to go up and record whenever you want and play whatever mode you're in. It's always good to catch the different modes too. Because, you know, if you have to go into a studio for just a one session, record the whole album, then you don't get the whole feel of each song. You're kind of just in whatever mode you're in, and that's how the songs sound.
Right, and then that's what the song sort of becomes for a long time, unless you're Bob Dylan or something and are, you know, determined to keep changing it.
Mm-hmm. I just watched I'm Not There the other day. That's why I
It's just
it's a very bizarre movie. Definitely good, though. Cate Blanchett. She played Bob Dylan very well.
Bob Dylan is wonderful.
Tell me about your most recent album, Batteries and Blankets. You talked a little bit about that before, but when did you record that? And
That was actually in 2006. Okay. So that was the last time I did a full-blown studio record.
What CDs do you have before that?
I had my first solo CD, which was called Wanderlust, Women and Death.
Interesting.
Yes, exactly. And that was all cassette four-track recordings. And then I produced that with my friend Scott Poole, who is a really great electronic musician. And so he came in and helped me to integrate some of the electronic textures that I was interested in at that time, and did all kinds of great computer work and did yeoman's work just taking these raw cassette tracks that I'd put together and actually turning them into something.
Yep. When was that?
Oh God, that was 1998. But then I've recorded, I recorded with the Jackson Street Polecats, which is a jug band out of Oshkosh. We've got a recording, and then I've got a lot of sort of more one-off recordings that I put out, limited release kind of things that I just burn myself of more of my basement tapes and things like that.
Right on. You've been around the electronic scene for quite a while then, so you've seen quite a few changes within the realm, I'm sure.
Sure, yeah, but it's funny because I've always been sort of tangentially involved and just incorporating elements into what I do and collaborating with people off and on. So maybe watching the greater electronic scene of seeing, you know, techno rise up and things like that, or some of the collage music, or I've gotten into some of the noisier stuff from Japan and like the Boredoms and things like that, where it's
very out there.
Yeah, really out there, sort of abrasive noise and this collage aesthetic. And so I'll always be sort of bouncing back and forth between those things. And then when it comes time to do a show, I just have to try to set myself and say, okay, well, what is it
that you want to convey? What do you want to do? And how do you want to bring it across? Absolutely. And which it's always difficult to decide which tactics you want to pull into your music too. You know, with listening to other electronic music, there's always so many different ways you could go with a song.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the biggest thing for me is just to keep things as live as I can. And I don't really use sequenced elements. I want to, I guess, have that element of risk involved where it could go really badly or it could go well. And then, you know, that's where the rehearsal comes in. And I just find a lot of energy in that. And if you get a good sound system and people who are willing to go along with you, then it's very nice, you know.
Absolutely. Tell me about your genre. What would you describe your music as in terms of style?
I usually tell people that it's electronic folk. And, you know, my music is, you know, I grew up listening to rock and roll and, you know, metal and industrial music and, you know, some punk rock and my grandparents and my parents, you know, Merle Haggard records and stuff like that. So it's this big
eclectic
mishmash of stuff. And but basically I want it to tell a story, and I want there still to be some melody in there no matter how it's set. And I try to just keep things simple and, you know, be sort of spare with the lyrics and give some images that people can get into their heads and sort of make their own sense of.
Where do you pull inspiration from for a lot of the lyrics and or music itself?
I would say, you know, for years it's been sort of more autobiographical, things that are happening in my life or in the lives of people around me. A lot of, you know, being in small towns has always inspired me. I grew up in a small town. Starting to sound like John Cougar Mellencamp. But I did. And like when I was spending time in Decorah, I was around a lot of people who had animals and the things that people have to deal with just to get by in life, and just conversations with people and things that people share about themselves. And
wide variety of things then can kind of, anything can kind of trigger it.
Yeah, or like personal catastrophes are always good, you know. But then I try to, if I get writer's block, there's been times where I've just reached out to my mailing list of friends and fans and just say, please give me assignments. And, you know, they'll say, well, write a song about pizza or something. And then I'll do that just to do something or
see how it goes. Yeah. Just to,
yeah. Or like they asked me to write a song about the end of the world. And so I did that. And so, I mean, it really, I find it's helpful to just have somebody tell you what to do.
Oh, absolutely. I wish that somebody would tell me what to do at every stage of life.
Yes.
I think we all do. So that's why the social media becomes such a helpful tool in some senses for that type of stuff. So have you ever gone on tour before, or do you just play a lot of live shows in the Midwest area? Or
I've toured a number of times. The first time was after that first solo album in 1998. And I went out through the Dakotas and Montana and spent a lot of time in Olympia and Eugene, Oregon, Portland, went down to San Francisco and sort of went out and came back. Got to go up to Glacier Park. Nice. And spent some time up there. So
is that where you know Alex from then?
No, I actually, I know him from here, from Winona.
Do you know the Blackberry Bushes then?
No, I...
Okay. I suppose on tour you don't get to...
Well, I mean, once in a while I'll get to, like, splitting shows with other people. I'll meet mm-hmm. people. Or, like, on that tour I got to go... When I was in Eugene, I actually got to go out and see Ricky Skaggs play a show.
Nice.
Which was fantastic. You know, and then it's an excuse, too, to just go and, you know, if I've got some spare time, I'll try to go for hikes or, mm-hmm. you know, go climb a mountain or something like that.
Absolutely. Sightsee a little bit.
Absolutely.
And see the nature and yep. get out. And that's exactly why I want to travel yeah. one way or another. What are some of your musical influences, bands that you followed throughout the years or just that you like to jam out to?
Sure. Yeah. I guess really early on, it was some of that stuff like, you know, Willie Nelson or, you know, some of the rock bands. Like I was just watching some video on Jane's Addiction the other day, you know, Jane's Addiction, the Pixies, Love and Rockets, a lot of what would become alternative music.
I just listened to Love and Rockets for the first time.
Oh, really?
Yesterday, actually. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. They were a wonderful band. And then stuff like, you know, Tom Waits has had a huge influence on me. Ween, I really like a lot of old country blues. Mississippi John Hurt has been a massive influence.
So, the list is probably never
yeah ending, it's huh? it, it's, yeah. It's big, but it's, I don't know, it's, I think there's more just if something strikes me emotionally, then that's mm-hmm. what gets me. It's not necessarily a genre
specific
thing.
Genres. What is one of the most embarrassing moments you've had while performing?
Oh my god. It's just, they're legion. I guess I think the worst is just playing and then feeling like just once in a while, once every few months or something, I'll get this feeling of like, who the hell do I think I am that I should be up here playing this right. and that anybody would want to be interested in this? And then I'll just have to suck it up and keep going. But I think those are the worst moments
in any artist's life.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. But, you know, he suck it up and it passes. But I'm trying to think. I mean, there was time I was playing a house concert in Decorah one time, and I actually, you know, you're familiar with the Shure SM57 microphone. It's like the one that yep. you'd always put on a guitar cabinet or something mm-hmm. like that, or a snare drum.
Yep.
But the old school ones have this little foam pop filter that's built into it at the end. And this was right when I was warming up for the show, and I actually took a big breath, and there's this older mic, and part of that flew off the mic and went straight into my lung.
Oh, no.
And so I was like, gagging away up on
That'd
stage.
That'd be a pleasant experience.
Yeah, that was sort of embarrassing, I guess.
Kind of funny when you look back on it, though.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Very random. How about a specific highlight of playing one show that you think stands out above all the others?
I guess, you know, the one that always springs to mind, this is another Decorah memory, but me and two friends, my friend Brian Jacks, who's from Durand, and then Eric Berry, who he now plays mandolin for Trampled by Turtles.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We decided, Eric had this dream that he was in a Black Sabbath cover band, and so we decided that indeed we would have a Black Sabbath cover band, and so
nice.
We called it Taco Tuesday, and we would get together on Tuesdays and eat tacos and play Black Sabbath music. But we ended up playing this show at the Haymarket in Decorah, and it was incredibly loud and not very polished and so fun. And I just remember playing, and we were just going at it and looking out, and here's this sort of sea of all my friends just, you know, just getting nuts.
Yeah.
And it was such a cool rock and roll experience to be able to do that. And
good environment too.
That's yeah. And just people right in your face just going nuts. And it was, it will always stick with me. And it was a real pleasure to do that.
Is there anything else that you would like to add? Any upcoming events that stand out or...
Well, I would say, you know, people should just go to my website, lonesomegallery.com. I list all my shows on there.
Give you input about what songs to make,
absolutely,
right?
Yeah. And you know, I've got some of my visual art up there and just a whole raft of stuff. So
fantastic.
That would be it.
Do you create your own album work then?
Yeah, a lot of times I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Good deal. Okay, well, thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Oh, thank you.
Excited to hear you play. Thank you.
let's roll her over by the stove. She'll be warm there. 250 pounds, 22 shells. Her eyes are rolling. It's not a good dream. I think I might have her taken away. Years are too hard. We know not to sell it off. This fortune we've made. Do you want smoke? Tell you what I think. I think she's gone. Let's take her out of here. Don't think that I can look inside. Let's leave her here in the snow. There's not much to learn. Tried to close her eyes. White as chalk, now we're thin as rails. Like a telephone bill, like spiders in jail. We walk through the bars, half man and half horse, with the long face all in black in the back of a long car. Your neck and the pegs in your head. Hung from a wire, strung from a bridge, with the bone nut at your neck and the pegs in your head. Thank you. you and your serpentine words that call me out in my boardroom with my songs. That's what I'm feeling for just reeling on your head. In a total waste of time on another station, and you know it's not real. In your hanging gown is my only this. Yes, my heart is that away, as welcome boys, so flowers in May. Boys, you're welcome. Yes, you're welcome. You're welcome, boys. Yes, you're welcome. A little bit of coffee and a little milk will go down smooth as silk. Boys, you're welcome. Yes, you're welcome. You're welcome, boys. Yes, you're welcome. Little bit of sausage and a little egg will fill up hollow lay. Boys, you're welcome. Yes, you're welcome. You're welcome, boys. Yes, you're welcome. Yes, my heart is that away. Welcome, boys. Flowers in May. Boys, you're welcome. Yes, you're welcome. You're welcome, boys. Yes, you're welcome. Oh, yes, my heart is that away. Welcome, boys. It's the flowers. flowers in May. Boys, you're welcome. Yes, you're welcome. You're welcome, boys. Yes, you're welcome. Run, run, take your time. Danger come, please, danger come. Please bring trouble if you ever come. A lightning storm, a horsefly swarm. The house is on fire. Mud, fire, beer, faces. Ace of spades on an old black record. Shovels in the backseat, angels in the trunk. Cloud is in the mirror as the gravel turns to dust. An old wreck gonna take your last breath. And think how the sky is gonna glow. There'll be a flash of white light. You won't even know. There won't be any radio. A permanent winter of ashes and snow. The wind is gonna blow the feathers off your dinosaur bones. You don't run, and I don't fade. You got a 4-inch handle on a 2-inch blade. Throw your hook, throw your cross. Your picture's in 1,000 lockets. Your eyes stare and a lock of your hair. Feel of your angel wings. You won't feel anything. Run, run, take your time. Danger come, please, danger come. Please bring trouble if you ever come. A lightning storm, a horsefly swarm. The house is on fire. Stirring spoon and the little moon. Coin too dear for tithing. Thimbleweed and a reading light. Thimbleweed and a reading light.
We would like to thank Jeff Mitchell for coming into the studio. Be sure to tune in next week for another episode of The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.